I told a story about how I traumatized my 14-year-old by changing in the laundry room and then turning around to see her walking into that same room, making a face, wheeling around, and leaving.
You were walking naked to the bathroom.
Yeah.
She saw you naked. She saw the nakedness.
She did.
There was a lot of nakedness.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
So there were a lot of comments on the podcast, mm-hmm. I should probably mention. Chris says, well, yes, everyone. This is the radio show I listen to every morning. Crying laughing emoji, eggplant, helicopter, X, all that stuff. Tammy says, once again, the drive to the school with my teenage boys was super awkward, especially when I realized by their laughter that they know what the helicopter is. And then Karen said, when my husband and I first got married, we had this little girl from his first marriage. She was about 5, okay. And my husband took a shower and came out with a towel around his waist. She went running down the hall to give him a hug, and the towel fell off as she pulled away after the hug. Of course, she was at the perfect eye level with you know what. She took one look up, ran screaming into my arms that it was looking at her. She thought it was a scary one-eyed monster.
Oh, wow. So
the Cyclops.
My point is, you know, it's life. It's just skin. People can relate.
Oh, sure.
Karen messages us on Facebook and says, yeah. You are not alone, Ben. About 6 years ago, my husband and I were getting ready to move our youngest daughter into the dorm at EKU. We were going to leave the house 7 o'clock in the morning. Her boyfriend at the time was going to help, right?
Okay.
She says, we too are a naked family.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Karen writes, I showered at around 6 and was walking out of the bedroom across the house to the laundry room to get my freshly laundered clothes at the same time that my daughter is letting her boyfriend in the door. I was frozen in full frontal nudity for what it seemed like 1 minute before I covered the important parts and darted to the bedroom. The boyfriend covered his eyes as if burning hot pokers were rammed into his eyes, screaming, I didn't see anything. Karen continues, oh, yes, you did, mister.
I didn't see it.
He then refused to talk about the incident after moving our daughter into the dorm and leaving her there.
Oh, wow.
He had to ride home from EKU with us without my daughter.
Oh, no.
Awkward.
He rode home with them?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess things could have been worse.
I can't measure that amount of awkward. I cannot.
Thank you, Karen.